is an open. Is this a test?
We have a pop quiz, right. Real quick.
Okay. What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool? With your host Felipe Esparza and El Nino right here, Rodrigo Torres right here.
Yeah, man.
Bundled up. How you guys loving doing? Winter.
It's cold out there, dog. You got a new little snazzy little sweatshirt.
Yeah, we got the new one. What's up, Fool Podcast sweatshirts? If you want to get one, we got them as big as 4X.
Damn.
And if you're bigger than that, you're going to have to go to another comedian's page because I'm going to go all the way to 6X.
These don't go to 4X. These go to 3X.
Oh.
Yeah. If a lot of guys want a 4 or 5X.
Make your own, motherfucker.
No. Well, no.
Send them a screen, huh?
I'm just saying, if enough guys want a 4, and I'm saying guys because I haven't met any 4 or 5X ladies. But
they're out there.
Okay, let me tell you.
They might be. But
the only time I see 5X and 6X is in Sacramento, those big-ass Mexicans.
From Hayward.
Hayward. And they got the big sister, too. And she's married to a Samoan guy who's also a 5X.
Yeah, they have that long hair, too.
Damn. They're huge, bro.
El Paso now?
No, they're Sacramento. They were there. They were as tall as Marcel Arguello.
Oh, right. Wow.
I was just saying 5Xers.
Yeah, they're like 5Xers, man. Small's too bad.
But if enough guys, guys want one of these shirts,
you got to be
in 4 or 5X, just email fans@felipesworld.com and ask for it.
You're going to be Chris D'Elia to sell smalls, eh?
We've got to have at least like 20 people interested in that to make it worth printing a small batch of those.
See, that's fat batch.
Because they're going to sit, in a box, which is what happened with all those other 4 and 5Xs we used to order for other shirts. Sit in
how
boxes.
How much do these cost?
These are, I haven't put them on the website yet, but these are 40.
Show the camera.
Yeah, I think 40.
We have
a
guest here.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Hi.
Rachel Wolf.
Wolfson.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
First time I saw her, bro, was on the Laugh Factory stream. The Laugh Factory videos.
Oh, when they have the comics?
Yeah. And I don't watch them all. You know,
you
because
get them on Instagram,
they're long.
Right?
They're real long. And some of them have like 765,000. Mine is way in the bottom. But I guess I was like, damn, Jay Masada, where's my check? Ooh, that's a lot of fuse.
Right.
But I got it one check. You know, from the Laugh Factory for my, when they switched to the internet. Then I saw hers, and it was fucking hilarious, dog.
Thank you.
It was cool, man. Like, a lot of weed jokes, but not like weed jokes, like the ones I used to say and shit, where, hey, real good ones, eh?
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, she also runs the very popular Wolfie Memes page on Instagram, right?
Yes. You guys weed memes?
Let's say, well,
They're funny. You make a lot of them, but you share some others, right?
I share some people, but mainly it's mine, yeah.
That's great. I mean, she's like in them and stuff. You know?
In what?
In memes. A lot of her memes. Oh. Like, you know, they're original, is what I'm trying to say.
Meme maker.
Yeah.
Meme maker.
Memes.
No memes.
Yeah, my mom calls them memes.
When I first seen it, I thought it was meme. I'm all meme. It's like
memes. Yeah.
Little niece came up and they're all memes.
But the meme is more of a meta concept. It's more the social popularity of something, anything.
It's like a digital joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And then
I thought it meant short joke.
No, it's
mad digital.
It's more like a
mad digital worldwide.
Yeah, something that goes viral, I guess, or. You know,
people want less now, huh? Less to watch.
People's attention spans are very short.
That's going to be great for me, Rodrigo. You know what? We're going to fucking be right in, bro, when they want less sex. Yeah, he was awesome. That was 10 seconds.
I'll give you the best 10 seconds of your life.
they call me the Viner.
Flowers and everything.
So what's up, fool, man? How was
chilling,
your weekend?
Dude. It was great.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was killer, too, dude.
That was Thursday, last week, right?
Yeah, last Thursday. We did a podcast Monday.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
damn. Yeah, Thanksgiving was Thursday.
Yeah, Monday and then Thursday.
I thought it was last week.
Last week, yeah.
Last
Thanksgiving.
Monday.
Yeah, we were at Morro Bay.
Thanksgiving was last week.
This weekend?
No, yeah. for Halloween.
Oh, Thanksgiving?
No, for Thanksgiving.
You guys wore your costumes, huh?
We went on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday, and then Friday we came home that night because we wanted to get back to the dog because we had planned this trip before we got the dog, so we didn't expect. I didn't want to leave her with our
assistant. We adopted a 10-year-old pit bull, bro, a little old lady.
Congratulations, she is a little old lady.
Ma'am.
She has a lot of ailments, so she needed medication. I was like, I don't want, because our assistant was staying with her and house sitting. But we took the rabbits with us and we couldn't take the dog.
You guys have a full house?
FSU. And I didn't want to transport her so soon after being out of the shelter. You know, I wanted her to feel like she's home.
She's like a big kid, bro.
Yeah.
Like, she takes me outside, like, we're going to go. She's going to use the restroom. But she's standing outside the car, like, she wants to go on a little ride.
She wants to go somewhere, yeah. Yeah, she's cool.
He's got a little Pendleton.
It's more like a fleece. No. It's a, like, yeah, fleece line, right? Yeah, and then.
A little flannel?
Yeah, a little flannel on the outside, like a little.
So you guys spent your Thanksgiving at Morro Bay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was in Riverside at my mom's house.
It was rainy. How was that?
It was good, dog. A lot of food.
Anything funny? How about your brother?
What's your brother up to last time?
No, I didn't see him.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was dope. I didn't ruin it. No. I wasn't the family member that did it this year. Someone did, but it wasn't me.
Are you that cool cousin that like, people look forward to seeing privately and they go blaze and come back?
Yes. 1,000%.
Fuck like, yeah.
We know, that's the reason why they keep inviting me back. It's not because they love me. It's because they know I'm going to bring the greens. Because
I saw me one time, man, and it was like a... It was like a fucking cholo, like a Mexican cholo, and then there's a regular food standing next to them. They're both high. He goes, everybody has that cool cholo you can hang out on Thanksgiving.
Get lunch
so
with.
True.
I always should disappear, bro, on Thanksgiving.
They, you like, go get fucked up, though?
Yeah, bro. I'm going to go to my mom's house, leave my kids there, my baby mama, disappear for 2 days, bro.
Damn. And that was everything, not just like
party. Everything, bro.
Blackout. Yeah, that wasn't party. Weed.
It was weed, drugs.
The weed by itself doesn't do that to you. Yeah. It's the other
people with that bullshit.
Oh, no.
This is your Thanksgiving?
You fuck, yeah.
I'm coming next year.
Back in the days.
Back in the
days. Is that okay? Can
funny.
I invite myself?
That's the difference, man, because if you're in a coke binge, you check out for 3 days on Thanksgiving, don't come back, you're forgiven because, you know, you're a coke head. You know, you go
that's
rehab.
What you think.
But if you fucking... right?
But, okay.
Is that how it works? I had no idea.
I'm saying, is that the first time it happened? If that was the first time
it
happened.
Wasn't.
But, man, but if you do that shit on pot, that means you just didn't want to come back, eh?
Yeah.
What happened, eh? He got high and left his family.
What's that laced with, dude? PCP or what?
Nobody gets high and leaves his family, man.
With weed, you mean?
With weed.
Come back with
they
snacks.
They might forget
or
where they live for a while.
But. When I was in Narcotics Anonymous meetings, there was a guy there who said he was sober 20 years. And he went, like, his wife went shopping. And then he looked to the corner and he remembered that he used to score around there. And he just fucking dropped his bags that he was holding and went for a little walk. He said he didn't come back home till January 15th.
Wow.
Smelling like shit, like pee, dirty as fuck.
A little carny and shit, huh?
But fuck, bro, that's amazing he didn't die, huh?
I was just tripping like 20 years later, still going to be there, the same corner shit. Wasn't even gentrified or nothing, dude.
And Ace
ready
is
to
lit.
Go.
Not Monterey Park, bro. he just probably just kept walking, bro. He probably walked to Monterey Projects. Sooner or later, he'll find it, bro. I don't care if it's justified. Heroin, coke is always going to be there.
That we often see guys like that downtown who like look like they just stayed too long somewhere, you know, and then all of us like they're still wearing their outfit from Casual Friday from work, you know, and it's like Sunday.
But downtown always has those fools. They're homeless, drug addicts. Like,
but it looks
if you go
very
them,
recent
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Oh, where I live in Hollywood is the same thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, Hollywood's full of those people. Yeah,
heroin addicts know that heroin is sold before noon. Like everything is sold downtown before noon. There's nobody selling heroin at night. It's all happens in the morning. That's why you see
get
those
ready
guys.
For the party.
That's why you see most of those guys sleeping in the afternoon at bus stations.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought they were just chilling.
Didn't you? Didn't you have that when you that place by Narcotics Anonymous meetings? That guy was selling on the corner nearby, right?
Yeah.
In Echo Park or Silver Lake, right?
Right outside.
Right outside the
not,
NA, the
that
NA
seems
meeting.
Like a brilliant business move.
Of course.
You know? Not
but how horrible of a human being
the
other
that's CrossFit.
Choose that one. Yeah.
That's at the CrossFit.
The CrossFit by the donut shop.
All the best business people are the worst kinds of people.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
that's
I don't
why
give
they're
a
successful. Money well, first.
Like there's a fucking dirty KFC on the corner where I live, and there's like a Thai restaurant and a dirty bakery. It just looks dirty because the outside looks dirty. And then there's a dirty ass something else. But in the middle, a dirty-ass CrossFit, too.
CrossFit is in the saddest locations all the time.
Yeah, why do they're putting CrossFits in, like, someone's abandoned garage and expect
you to be tough to come here. Commando.
Like, in between people's shit, they have, like, their heirlooms, and they just put, like, a gym in there.
Because the rent is low, man. Nobody going to pay
it's a lot. True. Yeah. Maybe
it's
technically
using them to just gut out the building. Like, toss these tires over
here. Yeah, right? You know? They're just helping
these
people move.
All grimy on the floor.
Jokes on us.
Ropes. Here, bro, pull the rope out of here, Ray.
Yeah.
You ever think that was going to be an exercise?
That's hilarious.
Hey, push the forklift out of here, Ray.
That's what I'm saying.
Jump over these boxes.
People are stupid, dude. Who would do that shit? I'm trying to bag on you, but go to a normal gym. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, move a tire. Hammer these rocks.
Hey, I'm going to start a new exercising business. It's going to be called moving. You trick these fools into working out to work for
it's
you.
It's brilliant.
Stairs.
Yeah. Oh, bro, we do 2 houses a day, bro.
No one works out like that except for CrossFitters.
I got this new workout in my house. It's called washing my clothes. Man.
Yeah. Come move my shit.
Saturday morning clean.
Yeah, man, I got this fucking 50-pound bag of clothes over there, bro. Lift it, bro. I even play rock music, eh?
Yeah, they're so angry, too. That's what they do, because they're just moving.
Yeah, dude. It's like, what the fuck?
Like, some people always make that face, like,
I call it grandma face.
Oh, okay.
I get a grandma workout face. It's like half constipation, half, like, you know, your grandparent. It's weird.
I was like the getting it face.
What did you say, bro?
What fool?
I don't know. They're talking shit. Well, the funniest thing I saw this morning, man. Besides, I was watching the cooking show because they've been running cooking, Christmas baking all year.
Holiday Bake Off.
Holiday Bake Off, bro. Can't miss that shit. Even though I can't eat. Man, I like watching Holiday Bake Off and I like watching the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, you're talking about
I haven't seen either of those, but I know like they're super popular.
Yeah,
the thing about cooking shows, I get angry because I can't eat the food. So it's like a tease to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just like the way the British lady just doesn't like the food.
It criticizes it?
Oh, my God.
She just roasts them?
It's so perfect because she's
on the British Bake Off?
Do it like the lady?
No.
Like,
this cooking, it's not crumbling right. It's just, it's dreadful. Or whatever she says.
She hates, bro. She talks
Julia
shit.
Julia Child's voice, huh?
They're all British. Bad teeth, too. And then she goes like this about the, like, they're eating tarts. Not quite the tart, right?
It's not quite. Yeah. She's like, this isn't up to your standards, is it?
Like, she's like Simon Cowell.
They make you judge yourself.
I'll try harder.
You know? Yeah.
They don't even finish it, huh? Eating it.
It's always tough because a lot of British ladies there, British guys, and one East Indian woman. I'll try harder.
Yeah. Aw. She just wants to please them.
then she goes, then they sort of like, oh, this is how you do it in your country, don't they?
She said, aw.
Oh. This is how you do it.
There's a lot of that going on.
This is more like baklava.
I feel like British people, they just get away with racism because they sound so polite while they say it. You know what I mean? You like want them to continue talking.
Well, original white people right there.
Right?
We invented the language.
Was that fast?
Do you get metaphors? Yeah, we invented them.
So true.
So the thing was, I was watching Valerie Bertinelli, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. Is that?
She had her own cooking show.
And she's cooking up a storm.
She's fucking cookies, bro. And I watching it all fading, going, wow, man. But this is all the stuff she wanted to do if Eddie Van Halen was sobering. Like, she was fucking, this is the fucking cake I wanted to make Eddie. This is the pot where fucking Eddie threw up on. I was just thinking about all the stuff that Eddie Van Halen did that was really bad around her. Now she had the cookie show, bro.
Dude, I heard that fool was just playing guitar all day, dog.
Hell yeah, man. I'm going to make a cake. Get away.
Imagine waking up to that fool. Yeah, dog.
Eddie, you want some cupcakes?
Give me a little lead.
Eddie, you want some cupcakes?
I don't even know Van Halen songs, but yeah.
It sounded great.
You don't know any Van Halen songs?
Well, I showed up. I did an awesome show last
night. I know
Running with the Devil.
Oh, I know that song.
But I never like seen it. Like when I was a little kid, I never had the albums. But in the Hagar days, though.
Ugh. Fuck Van Hagar.
Van Hagar?
Sam fucking.
Fuck
that. That was the weakest moments. Right
weakest.
There.
But it was so popular. Fuck all those people.
It's from Fontana.
It was popular for people who love carnivals and winning posters with a dart.
There was this video I remember.
Or a mirror.
I forgot what it was called. It was real popular. a song with Van Hagar.
I Can't Drive 55.
Can You Take Me Higher? No, that's Sammy by himself.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah,
there's a lot of those songs.
Now, isn't it like now? Don't
right, right now. That
yeah,
one,
that yeah. one, dude.
Oh, they had a ton. They had a ton of hits.
Alex Van Halen over there.
They had a ton of hits from the corner. Dude. But that's when I abandoned
them. Van Halen. I remember. I
saw
Van
Halen four times live, and then I saw David Lee Roth three times live when he did his solo stuff. But David Lee Roth's a whole other person now. And
she roundhouse you, huh?
He did all that, like...
No, I met him once at the Laugh Factory after a show, and he was there, and
how
I was sitting at the table.
Little?
He was sitting down. No, he's a big guy. Oh, okay. He's like 6 feet.
Oh, wow.
But he was sitting down, but he was... This is the moment. Like, I used to have posters. I kind of dreamed that, like, I was going to marry this guy. Like, I was 14, 15, 16.
You are killing me right now.
No, I'm serious. I was obsessed.
Jump.
I was obsessed.
All right, man. You know what to draw now.
I was going to say, like, I was thinking about, like she's walking up to him going, yeah, you know, maybe he's going to ask me out on a date. When you're a kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
But marry him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
14 hit parade.
Yeah.
You got David Lee Roth down on one knee, man.
I was delusional. Anyway. So I meet him. This was just what? Eight, well, when did
now
I work
at Ben Franklin.
When did I?
Slithery little fool. Well,
when did I work there? 2007? Laugh Factory?
Yeah, so the stage
2006, 2007, yeah. So I met him around then. So I'm much older at that point. So, but I shook his
hand.
Yeah,
dreams, huh?
I shook his
hand. That's what I'm saying. I love your dreams.
He couldn't have been more full of Jack Daniels at the time.
Was he nice?
He was nice, but he looked right through me, and I was just like, man, this
sucks. That's
definitely
sloth.
I was shaking his hand, and I was like, man, this sucks.
You're not supposed to meet your heroes.
No.
And that's what I heard.
No.
Never meet your heroes.
It was so disappointing. And I don't care about any famous people. I've met a lot of famous people in my life.
Except for David, man.
David, yeah.
He's from Pasadena, right?
Yeah.
That's how you meet up Jake the Snake for the first time. Well, Jake, you're my favorite idol. You know, we get some crack.
That's what he said?
Exactly.
No, but that's exactly what happened in the movie.
I'm sure that conversation happened.
Well, dude, wasn't he a product of a rape and shit?
Yeah.
Jake the Snake?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That one, Beyond the Mat. We seen that shit back in the day, dog.
Movie.
That documentary, that DVD.
I was walking around when I was, like, really bad on doing crack right there by the river.
Mm-hmm. River dancing.
And some car pulled over.
River
dancing? He goes, hey, Felipe, you're funny, man. And he pulled over and stopped. He got out of the car. Where are you going, man? I'm just looking around, waiting for somebody right now. He goes, what are you going to do?
Lying
on. Then I said, listen, man, I'm here. I'm trying to get some crack, man. So you can just move along, man.
You're crack blocking.
Hilarious.
Should have went out there disguised, dog. Little hat and shit, sunglasses.
I have people that have memories of me that I don't even remember. Bro.
See, I don't like those memories, dog. Not like because about you, but it's like when somebody tells you a memory you can't remember, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't like those either. From my childhood, some embarrassing type shit. I wasn't even on drugs. I just blocked it out.
That shit too, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude.
I'm like, no, that must have been somebody else. You got confused. Yeah.
But there are so many times when you remember people or stories and things that happened when you were totally loaded. And that's what surprises me. And you're like, oh, no, you're that guy.
Think your brain chooses?
Yeah. Like he selectively forgets. And yeah, I think you do.
Sometimes, man.
That's part of the manipulator
becomes,
inside
like,
you.
Nights become days and weeks. Mm-hmm. I remember partying at the Casa Latina.
Mm-hmm.
It was a comedy show. It was every Tuesday night. George Perez, Jeff Garcia, Ralphie May did it. Even JB Smooth. It would pay like $100.
Love it.
To do 15 minutes. It was Tuesday night. I think it was 18 and over. But it was packed. I'm talking about packed. All Latinos, all Mexicans. 200 people. At least 100 people, huh?
Nah, more. About 200 a night.
It was 200 every Tuesday night. And they had dancing after.
All the Mexican shows have dancing after comedy.
Love it.
Yeah, and it was like...
It's a party.
Yeah.
Beer, and they had tacos, and it was probably the most darkest parts of Rosemead. Like, it was dark.
It was Barbie outside.
Like, under the freeway over... You know, the freeway
it was
over
dark. Like, you could take a girl to your friend's... Your friend Montero and come back with a coat. Nobody noticed.
Oh, my
God. Come back with a nickname.
Yeah, Ivan. Catherine. Anyway, so
I wonder why you call that guy El Catrino.
There was so much like drug. I knew there was drug activity, not there, but these people were like in real estate. It was during the real estate heyday, man. Everybody there had money.
Right.
And I forgot my point, but go ahead.
No, nothing. You were just talking about fucking
how they had these shows on Tuesday nights.
Casa Latina.
Yeah.
Selectively remembering for
partying for weeks.
Selectively. Mm-hmm. So I finished the show, and I was partying with some dude, and then he told me about some other party. I said, all right, let's go. So but I was drunk. We get to that party, and it was like a casino, bro. Like, they had a 3 blackjack tables going.
Like an underground?
Underground.
Yeah.
And they were gambling.
In their house?
No, in the downtown LA.
Oh, it was like a warehouse.
And they had a refrigerator, place. Like with the commercials, bro. It was full of Coronas. And everybody was gambling. And there was drugs everywhere, bro. Like a little dish.
After hours and shit?
After hours.
Yeah, what day of the week is it? Who books that?
Tuesday nights and fun, bro. I stood there till 11:30, dude.
The next day?
Yeah, and I think people, I don't even know, bro, but I guess later on that place turns into a place where they sell a lot of meth, I guess, because people were coming in buying bricks, dude. And then when I left, the guy gave me a little chunk. He goes, here's a little piece, man. Maybe if he could still help you out for the rest of the day. And he gave me like a little.
Yeah, that'll help you out.
Like an eighth of meth. But I was doing coke that night. So I just took it to my friend's house because he likes doing it. So I traded it. I traded half of it for coke and then did the rest. And I remember that night became a week because I did that. I remember I did that line, bro, and it burned my nose like, yeah. I felt like one of those monsters, bro, from fucking Mad Max, the new one.
Oh, those are
the
scary.
The one that were drinking, the whatever the fuck they were drinking, I felt like one of those dudes. They
were drinking motor oil and shit.
I've never done cocaine. No, it's weird because I'm from Vegas, but like, I went back to Vegas last weekend, and it was like 10 a.m., and all the people I was with were just like busting it out like as if it's like, you know, part of their breakfast. Uh-huh. And they looked at me, looking at them. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm not judging you. I did Adderall as a kid, at 5. You know, like, it's fine. It's just Vegas brings that out of you.
Come on, you're from Hollywood. You guys do it all the time. It gets delivered. People probably say that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like weed better.
When did you start smoking weed?
When I was 19.
I started around that time, too. But then I stopped for 10 years.
You just didn't smoke for 10 years at all?
Well, I stopped everything.
You did everything.
You got sober.
Before you were 20.
Yeah. But now you smoke weed?
Yeah. The first time I smoked weed, I remember it was me and my friend Bobo, Oscar Jaramillo, and Rafa Moran, and this ugly motherfucker named Bakuna. Bakuna means
vaccine.
Oh, no.
Vaccination.
So vaccination. You know when you get a vaccination shot, your skin swells up.
Is that what he looked like?
His nose looked like he got a bunch, it's like a thousand nickname. Of them.
Yeah.
So in English, it'll be vaccine though. Well, with Bakuna, his nose was like a bunch of like measles shots.
It was acne.
For real, that fool gets angry, he'll shoot a zit at you, bro.
Oh my God. Gross.
He was like Edward James, almost.
Almost.
So we're chilling, bro, and I forgot.
The first time you ever smoked weed.
Exactly. See,
and the last time was just outside.
It was after a Christmas party. I didn't even have my fucking job. But these guys had jobs right after high school. I was like a loser, bro. But they invited me to a Christmas party. I'd never been to a Christmas party.
Oh, for a job?
I didn't know how to act. I was nervous, bro. I was not nervous, bro. I thought she was going to pop out, had a knife and everything.
Like for your work Christmas party?
I don't know.
Benicio del Toro in Backwoods.
I don't know. I was telling everybody in the hood, yeah, man, I don't know what's going to happen, eh? Bro, you better just take a knife, bro.
Yeah, for protection.
You know, bro. Fuck that, eh? What if those? You don't know those fools, dog. What if you get lost, Holmes? This guy kept telling me he can prep me. I was talking to a guy who never. I was talking to another guy who had never been to anything out of the projects.
Poison
and advice on how to act at a Christmas party.
That
where people with the boss.
You got to be careful out there this season.
And he was saying exactly. He was telling that exactly.
You don't know.
Hey, homie, not homie. You just fucking, you might be a setup, Holmes.
Yeah, for sure.
Setup.
So that fool gave me a knife, bro. To take to the party, dog.
The Rambo shit right here, dog.
Was he used in another crime?
So every time, so it's funny because every time like, I'll be alone, I might have my pocket ready, like, like what? What?
It's funny because we've walked into parties sometimes and you're on edge. No, you're on edge sometimes. Like,
I always look for weapons.
You're not
man.
Sure what's
going to happen. I'm like a rabbit. I look for
who's going to be there. Right? Yeah, like, if you don't know who's going to be there, you've got your eyes on everybody to stare that, like, you know, you're looking for who's, you know, who am I friends with? Who's my enemy here, you know? But that one party we went to that was just a totally normal party after your movie you did, yeah, back in 2009, right? And he goes, man, this is the first party. He didn't know anybody there really except the camera guy that was on the movie, and he invited him. And he goes, man, this is the first party I've ever been to where I didn't want to cheap shot somebody.
That's awesome.
I was like, really?
A cheap shot.
So I'm standing at that party outside the porch, like David and Friday After Next.
Damon.
And then my friend goes, "You want to smoke a joint?" I never smoked before. So that fool, he rolled it up. I smoked that shit, dog. Couldn't stop laughing. It was my first time ever.
Amazing.
Smoked the day after that, about an eighth. I didn't even know what weed was. Like
back they had then, eighths back then, or were they like nickels and dimes?
I don't know what it was, dude. I just know I don't know how much money I gave him. He gave me a lot.
Yeah, because the eighths didn't start coming out until like Green Bud.
Probably like $60 for a whole ounce. No, half an ounce or a quarter. I don't know what it was. But it was
red
not
hair?
Good weed.
Red hair?
It was good weed back
I
then.
Don't know. I was selling eighths in 1990.
That sounds about right.
So, yeah, I don't know when Green Bud hit. But I was selling eighths.
We got the Queen of the South over here.
No, right? This was Ohio.
Nickels, dimes, a quarter.
Yeah, we did eighths and quarters. But
and then it'll just go to a good half ounce. Yeah.
No, it was shit weed, like but we still sold them in the increments. No, in Ohio.
Like, give me an eighth
Ohio,
of,
it was nasty.
Of, yeah, yeah.
All but then I moved to New York in 95.
They already had good butt up
that's
there.
When Dr. Hayes, P. Hayes, was going around town. And if you had the beeper number, you could call. And they would come just like in
half-baked.
Damn.
And when people saw that, they were like, oh, my God, there's delivery service. And I was like, oh, my God, you'd never heard of that before? So people would come to your house, and they'd open up the whole thing and give you the selection and... That's where I had my bubble gum that I can't find anymore.
Shit, I used to buy weed.
A long time ago.
I used to buy weed from a guy in high school. I used to wait for him after school like I was his dad.
That's where you waited for him? You used to buy weed from a kid who was in high school?
Yeah.
That was in Pasadena, right?
Cachetadas, bro.
That's hilarious.
That guy was ridiculous, bro. I remember he would have cameras to see who was coming, but it was for his mom.
I didn't even have an ounce of butt at one time.
Yeah, that's the word. I would have to beat his ass.
That's hilarious.
I would have just rat him. You know your son has no weed right now, ma'am?
That's so funny.
That was a weird little house back there.
It was funny because we'll go to their house and they're like, wow, dude. I'm in the waiting for my weed. He's like his brother on a bunk bed snoring. And he's doing homework. And he's weighing it out. And he gives us the eighth, and he waits, you know, like maybe want to smoke him out too. I wouldn't do that. You ever deal with that?
Where you have to smoke out your dealer? There's different types of dealers. Like there's the one that just wants to like have you come out to the car. They roll down the window just this big. They like drop the bag out the window. Then you have the one that just comes and just like doesn't leave. He wants to be your friend too. That's why he became a dealer, because he wants to make friends.
Enough about Gino.
No, and then you're just like, okay, well, I'm going to go now. You know, like you can't get him to leave.
But most dealers that are like Mac-ass dealers just pop out a fat-ass joint or a fat-ass mom.
Right.
And they had a little cheap-ass little fools with nothing.
I used to buy from this guy who he would come over to my house and drop off the weed, and then he would sit there like expecting me to bust it out. And I didn't know this etiquette. But I didn't like this.
That's someone that's cheap. Like the fact that I got you weed,
totally
you owe me
cheap.
Weed.
Right.
Nah, come on, we're just waiting for a little shoulder rub.
And other than that,
I know it felt like that
joints,
too. Especially
all that
especially when I was alone, like it felt like that. I was like, no, I don't want
to. Like no, it, like a server doesn't drop off the food and then just sit there for you to feed him a bite. You know what I mean?
Right on. I think this is a transaction. If you want to pad the amount, yeah, do that. Yeah. You know, but.
You wanna, if you ain't going to roll a fat ass joint, I don't want to buy from you.
Exactly.
Because then that's going to be some fool that pinches the sack. You're going to get 3.3 or 3.
It's already pinched. He's asking for some of it. Like
I ordered a, you ain't got a fucking scale. You don't know?
When I was living in Echo Park, I ordered a pizza from Two Boots, and this little gangster girl showed up. And she brought the pizza, and she gave it to me.
Oh, that's right.
And then she looked over at my view. She goes, damn, homie. He goes, no disrespect, but this is the kind of Porsche I like to come back later on and smoke a blunt. Eh?
So true. She called it.
That's she probably would have stole my weed potty.
I know. You were wondering for
I have smoked out the delivery guy before. I have had a guy drop off some food.
He must look like Thor.
It was brilliant. That was his tip. I was like, sorry, I don't have money to tip you, but here's some.
But here's a bowl. Here's a bowl.
I've given people a nug.
Yeah, they love it.
You have?
Yeah.
Lyft drivers or just?
No, you have, like, you already, you just, they come to your house and deliver a pizza and shit, and, you know, just give them a nug.
Yeah.
How do you know they want one?
I'm going to use smoke weed.
They're delivering pizza.
One guy says, no, I don't smoke weed. And he looked over. There was some DVDs, like my DVD collection. I'm going to pick a DVD then. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit. It's like Christmas.
This trick or treat.
Right?
I don't know what the fuck it was. Leave, dog.
I know. I have people coming over and then they look behind them. Is that the,
fools always
is
look.
Is that C-3PO
oh,
back
someone,
there?
Someone's like, mmm, smells good, you know?
Yeah.
Next time somebody goes like, somebody tries to look, but when you look over, have a naked dude over there.
Hilarious.
What up, G?
Some other guy painting them.
Right?
Have you seen those people that come out of their house? They don't let no one in their house. They come out, close the door. Yeah, and they get everything.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even let nobody in their pad, dude.
Don't go in there.
Yeah, dude. I trip out on that.
Like, you can leave it on the doorstep.
A little voice, huh?
Thank you. So funny.
You don't have to knock, motherfucker. We know it's an Amazon box.
Yeah.
Leave it there.
Yeah, some of them are really aggressive.
Why they knock like the cops?
Yeah. This morning.
And then others don't.
Delivery. And they yell at
They're him. Angry.
I yell out, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the others don't. They just throw the thing over the gate.
And they're gone.
Or whatever, and then they leave. They don't even open the gate. Like, it opens. It's not locked.
It's funny, but that's the kind of job that if the guy's angry, he don't give a fuck about your box.
Mm-mm. But at nighttime, it's not the official like delivery, like UPS.
It's Johnny Rocky, Marco Rizzo.
Those guys, yes.
The comics we know.
Really? It's people who have this job delivering locally, like for Amazon. Like,
oh, they just like
the same day, you know?
It's like Uber for that? Packages, mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Well, third party.
I saw,
Martin does that, right?
I saw his
meme that delivered food.
He delivers whatever. He does Uber Eats, and then he does Uber and Lyft and all this.
I saw this meme. It was hilarious. It was the best way to get rid of old clothes and old stuff out of your house. You put it in an Amazon box and leave it outside your house.
Bro. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
They steal that shit, bro. They got the old-ass F-100s.
That's so funny and true.
I put my dog poo in there now.
Oh. I mean, you walk outside around the first month in L.A., and you can get an entire, like, living room set. You know what I mean? You can furnish your whole house.
Everybody's putting shit outside.
You gotta do it right.
The 15th and the last of the month.
Yeah, the first and the 15th. Yeah. Always.
You gotta do it right, though, man. Like, there's some neighborhoods where you get some good stuff. I was saying, like, the alleys in Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they have really nice stuff.
Yeah.
Only a little bit of bugs, too. Like, not a problem.
Fuck around, get a pregnant roach in
there.
Yeah. That's what
I'm afraid of.
When I was living
in what happened.
When I was living in downtown, remember, I took that big ass couch in my house.
It didn't have shit in there. We inspected it, though.
Yeah.
It didn't have bed bugs.
I had Rodrigo, bro. He's like exterminator.
Yeah.
It you didn't are?
Have nothing. Yeah.
That's what's up.
But yeah, nothing. We inspected
it was light, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to see that shit. That's what where it happens, dude. Appliances. Hey,
that's funny. When I was living alone, that's the only time I would wake up with bites, bro.
Oh, no.
They have a spider bite.
Your whole apartment was infested.
There you go.
That place was gross. The Boylston one? Give me the devil look. Give me the devil look.
That looked like a place that they vacuumed and then like, they painted it with enamel paint.
He told me to shut the hell up with
Cake
his eyes.
I saw it.
No, I didn't. I said, go on.
How did you guys meet?
Laugh Factory,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was working there and he was there. I was freshly divorced, almost divorced.
What was his line?
No line.
Really?
I approached him, I think. Right?
Yes, I'm shy.
Like all the ladies do.
I'm shy.
What was your line?
I don't remember.
What, no. Blaze?
No, actually, really? That, no, that was that's your line.
So that bulge,
no. No, one Blaze was your line because I didn't know that term.
What?
I love it.
You did?
Did I ever tell you that?
No, I think so.
I was gonna put this. I was gonna put this in a scene and some that one mom thing I was writing. But anyway,
that's gonna be a taco shop too.
But no, I didn't know what that meant, and I went to Urban Dictionary.
No. Oh my god, that's so cute.
Fail. Nah.
How white are you?
Right?
How white are you?
It's not about that. It's, there's been a, there was a gap in my street knowledge, okay, because I had been married for 13 years and just had a baby, and my life was all different. I was working in the corporate world.
She was in
no,
a mob group. Let your
there's
group.
There's no
I, before she was gangster.
I hadn't smoked weed in a long time. Cause
I haven't braided hair in years.
Well, Isaac's dad and I used to smoke weed all the time. All the time. You know, so that was like, but that was the last time was before Isaac, really a long time before Isaac was born, like probably 5 years. So I was... not
what how do
that.
You call it what do you say
I don't know
want to smoke weed
yeah hang out
I was smoke, smoking
smoke
some doobies,
some weed doobies. Smoke some grass no I didn't say any of that I just never heard Blaze before
Blaze
so
it
is like Blaze it I'm wearing my heart you're on my
smoke,
sleeve today
you're smoking with old dude Rachel like you don't know how old this guy is to hit that ball at this
I know, or he calls it the pot. Can I have some of the pot? I'm like, bro, just stop.
Is that Fraser?
I know.
Fraser is that way.
Literally. He can reignite a little
Hey, buddy, you guys got the reefer?
Yeah.
If somebody would come up to, say that to me.
Hey, buddy, you got some reefer?
See, someone like that, come up to me like that, I know he's going to die with my shit.
Or he's a cop.
Yeah.
And well, if you call it marijuana or pot, I'm going to question it. You know what I mean? Like, who sent you? You
know? Like, who sent you? What's the best weed you ever smoked? Like, you could just say, like, okay, this shit was good compared to the last time I was at.
Mm. Oh, man. I smoke a lot of good weed. I don't know. I feel like I love the Jungle Boys. Do you ever smoke any of their stuff? They have a dispensary downtown, and they have, like, Purple Punch, this one strain that I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And it's beautiful. It's like lavender, purple
sounds
nugs.
Like your alley.
Me, back in the days when they had the Kush Mart in the Hollywood.
I've seen that
I used
one.
To smoke the Mad OG.
Yeah, OGs are great. I like
OG, man.
Me too, because I don't buy anymore, yeah. But all you bring home is Louis. No,
Louis the 13th.
Yes. Yeah, oh, that's heavy. Louis the 13th, but it's so intense. See, like, I don't think I can go back
said it's heavy.
To something else.
Well, see,
I mean, heavy, like fulfilling, like completely fulfilling.
I like OGs because they're good for anti-anxiety, good for pain. Some people only like smoking those at night, but I'll smoke them during the day. That's why I'm like so chill.
How about you, Rodrigo?
Well, the bombest weed I puffed in the last, like, 3 months is some Jack Herer, but homeboy couldn't get a hold of it yet again.
Really?
But just, like, Louis is really, 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 really
yeah.
good. But the bombest stuff I ever smoked back in the day came from Canada.
That makes
but
sense.
But, again, a guy that would only get, like, probably a couple pounds of it, and when that shit's gone, never got the strain again.
Mm-hmm. The people
around for about 6 months, you know.
Do people ever surprise you, like, you're doing a show out of town, you're like, whoa, these fools are doing good here.
Well, I went up to Canada like a couple of weeks ago, and it was right after they legalized up there, and I was all nervous that I wasn't going to be able to get weed because, you know, the lines out when they legalize it here were just around yeah. the corner. Mm. So I had one of my followers sent me a message and was like, yo, if you want weed and don't want to, you know, wait at the dispensaries, I got you. And I was like, yeah, this seems kind of sketch, but meet me outside of the club in like a half hour. And he rolled up with some really good grown weed not in the dispensaries, and I was like, it's all right out here.
See,
you know?
It's a little scarier being a woman though and it accepting is. That invitation than being a guy and accepting it.
Oh, you know, I fully like, known. Yeah, I was like, I could disappear this way.
Sure.
Still a great story,
yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, you gotta be careful,
it was for weed.
It's true. You know, it's
she was gone like an eighth of the night.
Exactly.
You don't have that thought. I mean, sometimes you do have that thought. Like
people bring you weed, don't
this?
They?
People, you know, like you're not so you have a little bit of a screening system.
Something they give
usually
us,
it's Rodrigo, I think, too, right?
Yeah, they give us something that ridiculous. Like I think it was San Jose or up north. They gave us a long joint, this long. And it was full of oil.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
full of oil.
The black one.
And chugs of dabs all around it. Like, it was kind of a waste.
Yeah.
It felt like it was a waste, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't the bombest shit ever.
It wasn't the bombest
shit. See, when you have to put all that stuff in it, it makes me question the quality of the flour.
The weed was not that
good. The flour's mad dusty.
But the weed was like whatever, right? But I felt like we should have just cut everything out and used that oil for something else and just threw the weed away. But nah, man, we lit it up. We were burning our fingers.
Yeah.
It was melting all over the place.
And how about you, like, as far as everybody that brings bud or comes around, like, on the road, what would you say the bombest shit is or on a percentage-wise?
Well, this guy in
Naples, right?
Naples, that dude, the Argentinian guy. Yeah,
yeah, that was the only guy out of everybody that had bomb weed in that one time in Tempe.
Even compared to California, like Northern California?
It was good for the best thing I ever smoked in Florida.
Huh. Yeah, it was real good.
And that fool gave me like 2 grams or a whole eighth. Then I said, nah, man, I just smoke it all right now. Eh?
It's so good. I used to smoke a lot of weed in Florida when I lived there. It was super illegal then. Now it's like medical, I think.
Yeah, I think they have medical laws now.
You were going to sit there with somebody with bad weed and go, yeah.
I've turned down. Like, I'm like, I'll just stick with what I got. But thank you. You know what I mean?
You think there's a lot of people out there with bullshit weed now that's all popular and everybody's doing it? And it's like, you know,
I feel like
he's a grower now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like legal weed has kind of like changed things for the industry. Like, you know, you used to be able to walk into a dispensary and anyone could just drop off, like anyone, if they were friends with the owner, could get their product in, right?
Pounds.
Like, and there would be bags, giant bags. Remember, they would like deal out of like jars, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's all prepackaged before it hits the shelves. But there's still like illegal dispensaries and like deliveries out there where it's just like old school. You walk in, they have giant jars and it's like strains that you won't see in the shop. So, I mean, I think it's all kind of like we sacrifice when we voted for it. These are the things.
I think it should have stayed the other way.
I kind of do too, you know, but I don't know. I think it'll get better just later on down the road once the laws relax maybe a little bit.
For sure.
I know the edibles are not as strong anymore. I got an edible the other day was 70 milligrams.
Well, the thing that what we get in return for sacrificing all of, you know, the good parts of it, I guess, is we know that whatever we're getting is clean, I guess. So, but who really, you know?
Yeah, in the end, I mean, what is clean? Something that a chemical they allow this year, they found out next year that, you know, they don't want it because.
And it's also sketchy because there's only like 2 testing facilities, or like, you know, and who owns those facilities?
Exactly.
They're making so much money. Yeah.
Because I think if the whole thing, if you've puffed for so long and you've known so many people, you can start figuring out who has the bomb of weed and who you can buy from.
Right.
Who gives you the bro deal, who kind of doesn't. You know what I mean?
And there's no more bro deals in the like legal dispensary.
Hell no.
Yeah, fuck all that too, dude. That's another one.
Yeah.
Remember how we did it in Seattle?
Yeah, the first time.
Yeah.
They're straight raping, dude. It's like, dude.
Like $70 an eighth?
Yeah.
What do you think this is?
Yeah. Or you just get like 3 grams for like $60.
No.
And it's like, dude, come on, really, dude? And then you have to pay that tax on top of it?
Legal weed is for tourists.
That's what I'm saying.
And like rich people. You know what I mean? Like, I still support the like illegal
shops. Small business.
Small business. Who's locally owned, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Family owned.
Man, I think if the pre-rolls come with a lighter or matches already, and it's pre-roll real neat.
Or fancy box.
Fancy
art. You know it's
going to suck.
Right. All the packaging is misleading,
That's
too.
Where they spend all that money.
Yeah,
I've
totally.
Been disappointed like, so many times.
You think it was like, wow, this is cool.
I know exactly which brand you're talking about.
The little wooden box.
I still hope they send me free weed, but I'm not going to mention them.
Their stuff is
but,
nice,
Yeah, work on your quality of your flower, you know?
That's where it's at.
It's so true.
So what's it like out there, though? Like, do they label you as a weed comedian?
I feel like they do. But if you do...
You're okay with that?
I'm, you know, people are going to label
me. You're funny.
Thank you.
But you're like the only female weed comic that I have ever heard of.
There are a few, but I mean, you know,
Jessamay
Peluso she's a big mentor to me.
Met her last night. She's cool as hell.
She's amazing. She's very a big advocate for weed. There's a few of us out there, but if you watch my stuff, I only have a couple weed jokes. I try really not to make it a lot about that because It's just a part of my life. It's not my whole life, you know. I have other things that I can talk about besides.
You're Lisa. Funny because you use a lot of your real life in your comedy.
Yeah, and I think it's smart.
That's always
Thank
the
you.
Funniest. That's the stuff that makes you likable to everybody, not just the potheads. Because you know a little bit of your life. Because I didn't know that your mother was the one who put OJ in jail.
Yeah,
your mother's a judge.
Yes, or she was. Now she's not.
That was your bit. That's the bit I saw.
Yeah. Thank you.
Funny as hell.
Well, that's the challenge, right? Especially if I'm a new comic, I'm coming up and whatnot. But like seeing all the greats, you can take anything that's funny. It's already been said by someone way funnier than you. So for me, my thing is I want to talk about me and my life. People want to get to know me, and that's I think how you stand out, right? Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
So what was it like growing up with a mother, the judge?
Oh man!
So you said your mother judge and your father was
my dad's,
and your sister
is a district attorney, and my sister is a prosecutor.
Yeah,
and then my aunt fucks cops.
Yeah,
yeah. No, no. It was weird because I grew up in Vegas too, so it was like they tried to like shelter us, but like we live in the city of sin. You know, you walk outside, there's like billboards of half naked women.
Find the
you
best
know
what weed,
I mean?
Huh?
Oh, so true. Well, that's the thing is like when they tried to like tell us not to do, you know, when someone tells you not to do something, it makes you want to do it even more. And I'm always like, oh, I'm going to do it, you know? But yeah, I was an all right kid. I kind of rebelled a lot. They sent me to lockdown in Utah when I was 17.
What?
Yeah. Cause I was exhibiting some worrisome behaviors, but I mean, it was all right. You know, they were cool parents, but they were very protective of two young daughters.
So you're the only one who didn't go into law then? Did you start at all? Were you pushed that way? Were your parents disappointed that you didn't go into law?
I mean, I feel like I was never like a super career minded person, you know, like I think it was always an assumption. People would ask me like, are you going to grow up and go into law like your parents? And I'm just like, you know, no, like I'm not. I don't know at 7 years old, how do you respond to like what your 10-year plan is? You know what I mean? Like,
damn.
So, I think in high school and especially when I got to college, I tried to like make them happy and do what they expected of me, but I was so terrible at it. Like I would get fired or get kicked out or just, you know, I'm just not wanted in this like professional setting. But I think it makes sense for them that I got into comedy. Cause like being a lawyer is very similar to being a comic, like a trial lawyer, because you're standing in front of a group of people telling them a story and you want them to come on your side. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Them.
Yeah. And you can't bomb. And oftentimes like your presentation is what makes them decide someone else's future. You know
bomb,
what I mean? Like
lose.
Exactly. So, I think I got a lot of skills from them, from like, I don't know.
Rodrigo studied law, right, Rodrigo?
Yeah, for a year.
Yeah. I think I switched my major one time, and then I took a class on plea bargains, and I saw how unfair. I was like, this system is fucked. Yeah,
you better have some money.
Exactly.
That's the worst part of the whole
thing. There's some
system.
Classes on, you can take classes for plea bargaining?
No, well, I switched my major because I was a communications major, and I was like, well, maybe I'm going to be a lawyer. Like, maybe I will do what everyone else is telling me, you know? And then there was a class in college, and it was about, I watched a movie about plea bargains. It was really just like how the system is not in favor for people who are arrested and don't have a lot of resources. It works against a lot
it's
of
like don't go to trial. Take
and,
this plea yeah, bargain. Don't go to
you
trial.
Know? And I
life.
And for me, I was like, I don't want to work for. I don't want to work for these people. You know. And I have too much. I get too attached. Like I get too attached to people's stories and like. I just wouldn't be the right person for that job.
You cut all
you know?
That stuff out.
Exactly. You have to be like kind of like
heartless
stone cold.
Almost.
Yeah, like my sister. So she can handle it. She's just stone cold, you know. I don't know.
That's crazy. Does she work in Vegas too?
Yeah. My dad, okay, so he's the
Clark
DA
County?
Clark County, and my sister's works in the office with him, which is weird. Mm. So yeah.
What'd your mom say about OJ? How was he? Was he remorseful?
I don't think so. Is he apologized? I don't know.
For the
no,
robbery?
About the the robbery.
I
not, not,
so.
Not
no. I mean, I don't.
You didn't hear any inside shit? To like,
it's not that
broken man.
No, I think. I mean, my mom talks. You know, she was really good at her job, you know, and it was weird how she got that trial because, or it's not weird, but it was assigned to her, right? But a lot of judges really wanted the case, obviously. So she got it, and she picked a jury for OJ in 2 weeks. I mean, that's crazy. That's quick. Everyone knows who OJ is. You know, SNL did a spoof on it about picking the jury selection, and they had like an alien, a guy that was in a coma for like 30 years, a caveman, just like, and they all know who OJ was. You know what I mean? So it's great. It was a crazy, crazy situation.
What's up, fool? What's your email? I'm going to throw you.
My email? At AOL.com.
What's your home address? What's your home address?
You want my social media?
Social media,
yeah. You can follow me at Wolfie Comedy or at Wolfie Memes, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Well, do you got shows coming up?
We're doing Viva Los Jokes the second week of December.
What day is that? The 7th?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, what?
Yeah.
The 10th?
I think it's the 7th.
No, the 17th.
There's the 4th and the 11th of December.
It's going to be the 11th.
Okay. The 11th.
Yeah.
How's that going? So Riverside, right?
Yeah, downtown Riverside.
But that's the one that it's always packed, right?
That the we
because they have food there, right?
The restaurant, the Italian restaurant
was
the one.
Yeah, the Italian restaurant was the other one, but this one's at Zacatecas Cafe.
I have a plaque in Riverside, fool.
You do? What? Well, we bought a brick in the Cesar Chavez Memorial there.
Oh, that's awesome!
Have you seen that memorial? It's in
By,
it's in that cobblestone street or whatever. That's like a promenade.
Have that one. They have
and like the kids are following him.
Yeah, it's that one. Statue. MLK.
Yeah, we have it. It's Felipe Esparza, right?
It says Felipe's World, and I think it says your name right after. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I forgot about
that. I'm gonna go smoke a joint by it.
You should
take a selfie.
And we wanted to add "What's Up, Fool" on it, but they said that was inappropriate for the.
I can't believe "What's Up, Fool."
Oh wow!
I just took all my money back then.
Yeah, I know. I felt like saying, "Forget it, never mind." It's like
so. I did my Spanish set. My second Spanish set.
How was it?
Fucking.
How does the humor translate?
You know what? I get away with more Spanish than doing English.
I love that.
You know, you're right. There are fewer social justice warriors in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know? I love that. Yeah. I want to do my set in Spanish.
And, once I get flowing, I'm good. Like, the second time around, I started playing with the audience in Spanish, and I got a lot of laughs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're more relaxed up there now.
Because I was, like, telling these two bald guys in Spanish that they both look alike. No, I said, you guys look the same. You have the same eyebrows.
Oh, no.
And everybody laughed. And it was funny because they closed the border the next day. So half of those comedians were from Mexico.
Really?
Only three of us were from America.
Yeah, I wonder if they got home in time. Aww. I don't know, because they closed it at 11:40 a.m. Yeah.
Shout out to Jack, Patty, and Gloria, and the dude with the glasses, I forgot.
Benji.
And, Martin and Luis, killed, bro.
Luis, who puts the show together.
And Luis Sotelo. Yeah. Martin Rizzo killed.
In Spanish?
He'd never done it.
Ah. He had never gone up before?
I don't think so.
Wow. But I bet he's used to talking to his mom, though. And
are you not fluent?
No.
Well, he was born in Mexico, but he's got a lot of slang and Spanglish.
Do you
here.
Watch a lot of television shows? Like, how do you pick it up so you become fluent?
I listen to Spanish on the way to the show.
You listen to? You don't watch the... any TV or you just listen to it?
Yeah, I listen to
listen.
It. And I have the podcast, Spanish podcast.
Mm-hmm. That helps with some of the vocabulary.
I took Spanish my whole life and I can understand it. I can speak it a little bit, but not as well as I can understand it. But I really want to be fluent.
Yeah, I can read it better than I feel more comfortable reading than speaking. Like especially native speakers like your mom, I shut up.
I do. Before I die, I want to be fluent in Spanish.
In my dreams, I'm fluent. I dream fluent.
You
Spanish.
Dream in Spanish?
Yeah, I have had dreams. Where I I'm dream speaking in German. Spanish perfectly.
You dream in German?
I took German class for a whole year,
and you can do it perfectly in your dream, right?
Yeah.
And then you wake up and go, "What the fuck?"
Natürlich.
So awesome.
You can speak German fluently.
Ich spreche no. Deutsch nicht sehr gut.
He dreams of it.
Nicht sehr guten.
I think he's making up half of that right now.
No,
it sounded right.
I just said,
Aaron, do you speak German?
I don't speak German very well.
No. It sounded great.
You speak, but you always learn a little bit of a lot of language.
I speak Deutsch, German, nicht so good, not so good.
I learned how to say "Ich liebe dich" to this woman at the nursing home. I love you at the nursing home in German. But I learned how to say it because she was such a sweet old lady at the nursing home I worked at, and I wanted to thank her for being so nice and everything. She was so sweet.
Ich liebe dich sounds like you're pissed.
I know it doesn't
that
sound
you
at
ate
all.
Something
I know.
Disgusting. Ich liebe dich.
But Germans don't throw it as often as Americans.
No.
They don't say I love you all the time.
No.
Like, I love you.
No.
So we could say I love you as aggressive, let you say fuck off. Yeah, you know I love you too.
I know. I like tell my Uber driver, I'm like, you got me here safely. Love you. Bye. We throw it around in America.
That's what we reverse it.
We get married. No.
What'd you say?
I'm worried.
What's up with Ernie G, bro?
What's up with him? He's documented now, huh? Yo, también.
Damn. Yo, también.
Some comedian called up another comedian that we know, like we both know him. And it was like all the emails for
text
3 years.
Text messages.
Where are
messages,
you?
Yeah.
What's your location? Everything.
He called him out?
She called him out.
Oh, because he was like, he was trying to hit her up or whatever.
Yeah.
And she exposed him?
Yeah. She finally exposed him. But he's a creepy comic. He's creepy.
So is his career
but
over?
The thing is, all these guys don't like him.
He wanted to give her the big bam bam.
Isn't he like the spokesperson
the
for the National Council
did,
of La Raza?
Is he really?
That's what I heard.
Officially?
That's what I'm told, bro.
I
don't know if since they changed the name.
His meltdown in that text conversation with her.
Oh, there was a meltdown?
He kind of got aggressive on her,
he got
huh?
Aggressive. Well, this is what happens when you reject some guys.
Yes.
Ooh. They will.
They get
now.
So angry. Oh, my God.
Bitch.
Listen.
Tell us.
They'll be like, hit on you. And you will tell them, respectfully, I have a boyfriend, or no, thank you. They're like, I wasn't trying to sleep with you. I just wanted to get to know you.
Oh, you're too good for me.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Huh?
I didn't mean it like that. But you just...
Said that.
It is so wrong. It's such a
I was talking to
Jessamy
Peluso about that for some reason because it came up, right? I just wanted to express it with a woman who's been there. And she said exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like they don't know how... They just don't know how to take a rejection. Or don't get it. Like you say, fuck. You tell them fuck off. Ha! Just kidding.
Right. I didn't want your ugly ass anyways. Yeah. You just asked me out on a date.
Yeah. People do that with Kate.
I'll kill you, bitch.
Too,
yeah, it's weird, huh?
Like they'll go from 0 to 60 in no time. And as a kid, as a girl growing up, my mom was always telling me you have to be nice while you're rejecting a guy. You have to be you have to worry about
how you
his
reject
fucking
it,
ego.
Rough.
Yeah,
as a laugh back,
you have to worry about his ego.
It's wrong
in letting him down when if an ugly girl. Approached a guy, he'd just...
Shit, you gotta break up... You gotta break up with a guy
no
now. You gotta take
exactly. When you reject... When guys reject us, we're fine. We just cry about it in our, for 3 days.
First of all, women don't get rejected. You just start noticing he's seeing another chick.
Yeah. It's true.
Unless he looks like Brad Pitt, he ain't getting no Me Too on him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, bro. People look like get harassed,
they're
too,
creepy,
bro.
good-looking people,
I think some dudes probably... Yeah, they get harassed by probably other dudes, but...
For it's real. Always the dude harassing.
Dude, humping me.
What? A girl?
No.
No, no, a guy?
No. I had jobs where guys do that.
Oh, each other to each other, like grab ass.
Start humping another guy.
Yeah.
Playing
yeah.
around.
Joking around.
But if you're not into that, you're gonna go straight to
HR.
You have every right.
You go. Excuse me. We're the human resource. What's that? In? We don't got that here. I hired you.
Yeah. He starts grabbing you.
I am HR.
For real.
You know
what? He's fucking old. What do you mean? There's no HR puffing stuff here.
You get a job. You're walking to a whole world. You kind of go with the rhythm. And if you don't fuck with them, then they ain't going to fuck with you. Or you're going to get a fight. Or it's going to be a standoff. Or don't fuck with that guy because then he's going to give you problems.
That's my first job was a job.
Especially
bicep
and shit.
So fool got me hired and started helping, bro. Oh, I thought you were somebody else. Too late, dog. I pushed that fool off the deck, bro.
Oh, my God.
I pushed him and his off the deck, bro.
This was I thought you were somebody else. Hey, even though that's stupid as fuck, dog, actually, I can see the comedy in that shit, dog. I thought you were somebody.
But they were all doing it, bro. Like, fuck that, eh? Like, it starts right here, motherfucker.
Yeah, because I grew up with, Mexican fools that wouldn't take bikes and shit, dog. Like, raw meat. Like, fuck that. Get all racial and shit, but it's like, you're Mexican, too. Your parents came from Mexico. See, not right now, motherfucker.
That's why that scene in La Bamba,
when
Issa Morales picks up that carrot, start humping that guy's ass.
Yeah. That's all I
There's a lot of Paisa grab-ass. It's always like in the back of the kitchen shit. They're doing that. Yeah. Like,
come on, you went with Dominicans.
Well, they did. The Dominicans would slap each other with the towels, with the bar towels, you know.
Especially
back
if a dude comes in out of the kitchen with like a 6 feet
and
or a 4 feet sausage, he's going to slap somebody in the face with it.
Dudes can't hold a sausage without doing it. You can't, can you?
Girl, not like that with titties, huh?
No.
We don't.
I feel like that's the, yeah.
Like, I don't go into like a Jell-O mold.
Yeah, I don't just
like
rub. I'm like, oh, great.
With your bosoms?
You don't take a shit and then later on go for a walk with your homie and stop right there and go, smell that, bro, that's me, eh?
Ew. No.
Girls don't do that.
Like that video, man. Girls don't do that. How about that video?
I can't explain the video. That's why I've watched it so fucking much.
I only seen it one time. That's it.
Once.
I only just see it once.
What's that? So
two girls, one cup?
Disturbing. No. It's worse. It's this,
that's what I thought.
It's this thing that was going around last week. And it's a guy. It's a guy and his lady. They're probably 40-something suburban white couple.
Oh, no.
He reaches
from
his
Tyler Street.
He reaches his hand.
Oh, in the parking lot?
Yeah. And then he lifts it
and
up.
And then
he
smells it. She smells it.
It to her.
She smells it.
She smells it.
Okay. Why? Okay.
And then he smells it, but like he's offering it to her first.
I'm sorry.
It is so disturbing.
White people do things sometimes that we just, I don't know.
I've watched it
so
many times because I don't know what's going on.
Well, I watched it the first time.
Is it sexual? Because then she goes back and kind of grinds up against him too. She puts her butt up against his pelvis.
Sometimes I get
fucking turn you on.
Sometimes I get front wedgies. So like I can understand you need to adjust.
She's having him adjust for her.
Wow.
It's so disturbing.
I was watching it going, is he gonna make her a mustache right now? What's gonna happen?
I know. And she's like,
gross, man.
Like she's looking forward to it. She expects that hand to be
it
there.
It could be
too,
translucent
like
and still smell though.
It was gross.
Man.
It was weird. I was like, who's
there's a smell there. There's
it's called swag. It's called swass.
Grab the tip a little bit.
It
smells.
But dude,
but the person.
Oh damn!
But the person,
shovel style.
Have seen this?
No, I have not.
The person videotaping. The person videotaping must have been following this food for a while. Okay, watch this, homie. You're gonna do it right now.
I want the stakeout video, dude.
That's what it was like.
It was weird. Like,
I've never seen. I didn't know what to expect. Like, where is this? It is bizarre.
He digs in there, bro, like, and then he puts it in her face, and then she goes, oh, yeah.
Like, he's putting something in the oven, almost, and then taking it out.
Like she went like that.
Look what I made
for you. It was a muffaletta.
Yeah, it is. That's what it was.
Oh, so then, that's crazy, dude. Like, what are you supposed to do with that, eh?
Yeah,
both you guys are tripping out, so it must be crazy.
And you know what? They're probably going to go into Whole Foods to get samples.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're going into the. Those are the same people that are taking the salad bar with their own hands. I've seen it.
And
you thought it was
the pretzels at the bar.
You thought it was salmonella,
man.
Huh?
Oh, man.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Mika. Oh.
That was weird ass video, man.
I've seen there's this one comic on my timeline. He posts like shit
crazy
that
shit.
People do all the time. I've seen people have like sex in public at bus stops. Like they're literally having sex at a bus stop. And I'm like, really? Like
fucking Frog, eh?
Fucking A.
Shout out to Frog, bro, from San Diego. He's moving up to the final four of some comedy concert in San Diego.
At the Madhouse?
The Madhouse.
Congratulations, bro. Keep
I like
down.
That place.
Man, there's three comedy clubs going to be in the same street.
Which one?
Madhouse.
American Comedy Club.
And in the middle, opening up the Laugh Factory.
What? They're opening one up in San Diego?
Yeah.
Might be like a little 100-seater.
I love it. It'll
be like the mini Gothams.
I love it.
Super intimate, huh?
Well, I saw Michael Rapaport yesterday.
Oh, hell yeah. How was that?
Oh, my God. He showed up with like four friends. And I didn't get a chance to say hello, but he texts me, so he said he's a fan, so that made
me feel hell good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That fool's doing stand-up?
Then Joe Rogan showed up, bro. Powerhouse.
Love him.
He was funny, man. And Jesse May was cool. I met some guy from Mississippi named Eric Carter. I saw George Perez. I saw Jesus Trejo. Eric Griffin.
I love
he
Eric
said,
Griffin.
What's up?
He's great.
It's funny because you saw it all together, right? It was us and then like these fools that look like cholos. He was it the Mexican hipsters? Nah, bro, just a bunch of chipsters.
I was there last night. I must have missed you.
Yeah?
I, because I saw all those people.
You did?
Yeah, I probably just missed your set.
You see, David Talbro was there.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Peters.
Ross?
Jeffrey Ross.
The Roastmaster General.
Enjoy Coco.
Coco.
That's right, cocksuckers.
Uncle Coco.
I went there for a little while. A little bit of the hee-hee and ah-ha. You found it?
No, I have horrible service right now. I'm waiting. I know Deion Cole put it up. Someone put it on Deion Cole's page.
I've been following you for a while, and I noticed that when Michelle Wolf did her correspondence, said people attack your ass.
What?
Were people attacking you?
Oh, when she did her – when the correspondence in her?
Her name wrong.
No, I mean, they didn't really mix us up because we look nothing alike. We also sound nothing alike.
I thought they mixed you guys up because of the name.
But no, I mean, not really. Because there's also like a Josh Wolf.
I know him.
Yeah.
He's cool.
I did, Kevin called me Michelle on stage last night, but like, I mean, it doesn't happen that often. We look nothing alike, thank goodness. Because then it would be confusing. Because she's great. But
I think some people are crazy, man. They just tweet anybody named Wolf.
Oh, well, there's you've seen the stuff that goes on Twitter where they like hate tweet the wrong person and it goes viral.
Mm-hmm. I like the funny ones, like when you look at memes from other nationalities, like you have no idea what the reference is, but you're trying to figure it out. Like Dominicans, like I said, it was a meme that said, when Dominicans say,
I'm not black.
I ain't black. But then they show Dominican grandmother, and it's the dad from Good Times.
John Amos.
Aww. That's funny.
You have shows coming up?
I'm in Vegas tomorrow and Friday. I'm at Bonkers, and then I'm at the Hooters Casino, the Hilarious Seven.
You're headlining?
Yeah, that one. And then, no, I'm not headlining. And then I have I'm featuring in Brea tonight.
So. What are you doing on December, the end of December?
27th through 30th.
27th through 30th? Mm-hmm. Hanging out with you guys.
Hell yeah, you will be at the Ontario Improv. You want to do it?
Let's do it. I would love to.
It'll be me, you, Cesar Estrada.
No, Chris Estrada.
What the fuck? You've been fucking up a name. Chris Estrada, you, Rodrigo, me.
Yeah. I'm in. Let's do it.
Ontario Improv. We just added a second show on Sunday.
We're going to do one Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday. We just added a second because it's all sold out except Thursday and now this second Sunday show.
So. Fuck yeah.
And I'm leaving the next day. On Sunday to...
From Ontario to Denver the next
day. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that's going to be New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you around New Year's Eve? Do you want to do the show in Denver?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, yeah. So no, it's the next day.
How's the weed out in Denver?
It's all right.
Weak? Nah.
I don't know. A lot of people say it's all badass because it went legal and shit, but it's all right.
Like you said, man, you know, the weed... The best weed is still the people who don't have a license to sell.
Yeah,
weed.
For sure, I agree.
Like the Louis, bro.
Oh yeah, man.
But Louis the 13 has pre rolls. That's bomb. They do have bomb, man. Like completely. That's probably the best pre rolls out there. And those cookie ones I gave you.
I can't wait to smoke those.
Yeah, and I noticed that on that jar, it tells you the potency. It tells you when was it made, when they harvested, a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It tells you the best munchies to eat.
It's like they cut off all that jargon. The pot dealer will tell you, you know that shit used to be grown.
Yeah,
since me.
Right? No, it's like the health information: which farm it came from, how many hands touched it, how high you're gonna get. It's the future.
What's the biggest show you've done?
Oh gosh, like biggest in size, like how many people?
Yeah.
Probably one of the improv shows at like one of the big rooms or Oxnard or Irvine. Yeah. Probably one of those.
Where did you perform in Canada?
Calgary and Edmonton. One at one of the clubs I already forgot because it's been a couple weeks ago and I smoked a lot since then. And then three shows were at like, what are they called? Performance spaces. Venues.
You ever done that pot show in Toronto?
Which one?
I think it's Johnny Toshiro, Puff Mama.
I haven't done that one. I do the Gateway. I've done the Gateway show. Have you done that one?
No.
That's my friend Billy Anderson. He puts on a show where you do 10 minutes sober, and then you come back, get really high, and do 10 minutes really high. You guys should do it.
Roger goes, yeah, fuck, I just do the whole 20 high.
Well, the thing is, he tells you, he's like, you can't smoke during the day. I'm like, this is the hardest part, is like being sober.
Yeah, this shit came with rules.
You're my dad's show.
Right?
Squeaky.
Man, but that'll be good because the next 10 minutes, how long does it take you to the week to hit you 10 minutes?
To hit me real good, what it's going to hit me, the peak, probably 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, but as everyone leave for an intermission for 15 minutes, and you just get as high as possible. Oh. Edibles, blunts, joints, drinks, whatever.
Put bong hits at that point, it'll fuck you up more.
We need to show that
or a dab, dog.
They have it here. I'll send you the info. You should do it. This is a good show.
Dabs included there too?
You can bring dabs. Yeah, okay. He has sponsors, so he
here
has
it is,
like,
Gigo, here the
no, I can't find it. I have to.
I'll just check
it. It wasn't even on Dion Cole's page anymore. I don't know what happened to it.
Oh man, maybe they took it down. Maybe the couple like found out. They're like, "What are you doing, putting our moves on here?"
Couple putting hand in ass.
Should be something.
Oh my god! 17,000 videos pop up. Did you mean?
See, a lot of them show up, but not the one I need.
Yeah, wait, in parking lot.
Okay.
There you go.
Parking lot.
What about? Is he gonna put? Can you pull it up here?
No, could she search on that tablet though?
No, bro, they're all just weird ones now.
Now it's just porn. Now it's just an entire selection on Pornhub.
Not a bunch of chicks follow me at.
How'd you guys find it?
I saw it on Facebook. Saw it like someone was like,
Dion Cole.
Check this out.
That, on his page, that's what you guys said? Damn.
That was crazy.
The people looked like they were dressed like the 80s too.
They just look like normal people who are about to return the shopping cart back after they used it, which I saw this video. I'm like, oh, look at these citizens returning the cart back.
Citizens.
And then he just hand goes in. And I'm like.
Oh, they're standing up?
Yeah, yeah. They're just in a parking lot.
I thought they were in the car.
No, they're standing up.
They're in the parking lot. They're in the parking lot returning their shopping cart. And the husband, ooh. I'm assuming that's her husband or her brother or son, you know. You know, who knows?
It looks like a couple that could be waiting in line for Irvine Improv.
I thought they were chilling in the car. Yeah. They're standing up.
Oh, you watched it? You saw it?
No, they told me. I'm because I was like, dude, how crazy is this?
Somebody's like right behind them, like throwing a
wow, man.
That's something you can't unsee. I don't know if you want to see it.
I was disturbed by it. We're talking about it like a week later. That's
nuts.
It's inexplicable. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you want to fucking smell that?
It was like he put his hat out there. Maybe she farted on it, and then he put it on her.
I swear, there is a selection on Pornhub for this type of.
Oh yeah,
there's
everywhere.
A whole video.
Yeah, you know all the categories.
Torso sex.
Torso sex.
Whoa.
Coming up, people.
Necrophiliac bullshit.
Oh, look at my date. Oh, here we go. Coming up, people. Tempe, Arizona, next week, December 7th through 9th, with the hilarious Rodrigo Torres and the hilarious
Martin Rizzo,
and even more hilarious Chuck Bartel. George Washington will be there.
Minneapolis is funny.
Tempe, you are in for a treat. He's so funny.
He's so funny. He'll bring his umbrella. Ontario, California, December 27th through 30th, Ontario Improv. You already heard it right here. We got Rodrigo Torres. We got
Caesar Estrada. Chris Estrada. What is so hard about that?
Poor Caesar. Chris Caesar Estrada. Thinks he's booked for the Ontario Improv. You show up.
Melissa Villaseñor, Caesar.
Melissa Villaseñor did a character.
It's the greatest
of a Mexican
character.
Mexican cholo comedian named Caesar Estrada.
A male comedian.
He goes, okay, man. Going over my set list. Okay,
like,
man.
He looks like this.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
He had the worst little mustache.
You go, let me see my set list. Is he?
I've seen little mustaches like that, though.
Jumping house. Okay.
I don't know why she doesn't do it on
Facebook. We got Rachel Wolfson.
Wolfson.
Whatever you guys want to call
me. You get a new nickname, too. Right?
Denver, Colorado, December 31st, New Year's Eve, Paramount Theater.
We don't know who's
Bridgeport, Connecticut, January 3rd to the 4th, Stress Factory. Turlock, January 26th. Tickets are going fast.
They are going very fast for that Turlock show. So you better hurry.
Lisa made a bomb-ass Thanksgiving. It was all vegan.
Mm-hmm. That was good. That's good.
Vegan Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Tofurkey.
Seventh year in a row.
She made a bomb-ass mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she put the cheese in the blender when it was hot.
I made a cheese and cashew sauce.
And she put all the jalapeno juice in it.
Jalapeno juice in it.
And blended it.
I'm coming next year.
And you're invited. Breadcrumbs
bringing the greens.
Top.
Hell yeah.
Do you guys have mashed potatoes at your Thanksgiving? Okay, there were no mashed potatoes at my Thanksgiving. I'm never coming
back. What happened?
Oh,
it's fucked
that.
Up. It's fucked up.
Oh, see, that's the reason that other person went off.
I'm telling
it was,
you.
Ruined Thanksgiving this year.
It's over.
I would have ruined it for that reason.
My brother showed up to showed up one time. They didn't have a ham. He lost it.
Oh, man.
Well, even worse, they had the sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. My wife, my brother's sister, Salvadorian.
My brother's wife is Salvadorian.
Okay.
So they fuck with sandwiches.
They make like a turkey stew.
She gets she gets a pass.
It's like a...
Bless you.
Sorry. Stewed turkey sandwich that's like dripping in gravy.
It's like a remix on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it's like it's Salvadorian American. Well, not just Salvadorian American. Salvadorians do it over there.
Central American thing.
Why would Salvadorians celebrate
caravan sandwich
Thanksgiving anyway?
Yeah, why would any other country?
Remember the Christmas thing?
I think it's a Christmas thing.
They transfer it to Thanksgiving
because you have fights if you post it up about Thanksgiving or Christmas, and the other people are like, "No, we only do that for Thanksgiving," or "No, we only do that for Christmas," and then everybody starts fighting.
We killed a roast.
And we're going to do our own thing here in America.
But your brother showed up.
The game.
Your brother showed up and he was like, he was late. So he missed the whole speech that was given about the sandwiches in the beginning of the.
He was like, what the fuck?
And he goes, what? No, we didn't have ham on Christmas. We didn't have, there's no turkey here. There's no ham. He was so.
What was the speech about the sandwich?
It was just like the story behind it, the tradition behind it.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't even remember.
Salvadorians,
but it had to do with them having.
It was all we had at the. We just put it into a sandwich.
Back in the days.
Little MS-13 torta.
It wasn't that. I don't remember the details of the speech, but it was about being Salvadorian.
No respeto a los sandwiches.
Ah, dude.
I would definitely eat an MS-13 sandwich. That sounds so good.
Punk and pava,
that's
bro.
Great marketing.
There's a guy in a caravan coming to get you right now.
We just helped him with his branding.
I did my joke last night, bro, about how they were pepper spraying the caravan. He goes, come on, man. You can't scare a Latino with pepper spray, man. They try to do that over here, man. We just put my taco on. They could.
Hilarious. So true.
Hook it up.
What's up, fool? But you know what, man? When they were spraying those people, everybody was putting out videos when President Obama was spraying them, too. But then, like, I was gonna get into it, but I want to write. So are you saying that he was tough on immigration now? Or what are you telling me here? Are you saying it now because it fits your narrative?
Mm-hmm.
But Obama kicked a lot of fools, bro.
Dude, I have a friend that works for ICE that was born in Tijuana. And that's all he does all day, overtime, just snatching fools. But he snatches, like, child molesters, murderers, and shit like that. Not, like, fucking...
average people.
Nah. You ain't going back there for shoplifting.
Hey, but and that's just, like, there's a lot of, like...
He was working just as hard as when Obama was in as this fool's in.
And there's a lot of Russian and Armenian hiding too, huh?
Well, shit. In North Hollywood.
Yeah, people forget about all that. In New York, it was all Chinese and their families.
Well, dude, like a lot of people, they busted a house in Monterey Park right there that like they bring ladies from China to give birth there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they have kids here?
Yeah. Like there's like a whole trade on that. And some of them like come all locked up in like big old drums and shit.
Crazy. Poor Asians.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I would definitely like that movie. That was a great movie.
That was a badass movie.
I love that movie.
Crazy Poor Asians.
That's dope.
So dramatic. Yeah. That would be so opposite of me. So dramatic.
Everybody has their rich people, dude.
Crazy poor.
You can't marry my daughter because you're only a dishwasher. You got to be a super.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
I don't know. We're riffing on
you know, Lisa was all high yesterday. And she realized why they call Super Mario Brothers Super Mario Brother.
Why?
Because he's a super.
He's the super of the building.
The building, right?
That makes sense.
I always thought he was super.
Well, I think that's the way it's a double meaning, but
I wasn't Bookman the super, right?
Yeah, but he was a super.
The PJs.
I thought they were plumbers.
Handyman, maintenance man.
Super, like you know, superintendent. Okay, yeah. all that stuff. Yeah.
Back in the day, where they had like you know,
I don't know if they still have a regular super anymore. You know,
they used to have them more in like apartment complexes or the ones that go straight up. Right.
If it was a Mexican, it'd be a technical. A technical.
Se güey sabe todo.
Yeah. What's another word, bro?
You're supposed to tip your super, by the way, if anybody of you have a super who can
really?
Care of all this stuff. Supposed to tip him at Christmas, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
wow, I don't watch Seinfeld.
I watch
an episode of Seinfeld every day of my life.
Yeah.
You do?
I think I do. I think if I hear the words, I can tell what episode it is.
My son is obsessed with them.
It's a great show.
It's a great show. Holds up still.
So.
We got to go. Wrap it up.
What you got? Latina?
Yeah, that was it. All
right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for being here. Yeah. Very cool.
Let's go smoke a joint.
What's up, boo? Let's go.